Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian Jeff Oskey and Jess Hooker, plus more things Tom hates. Coming up next.
I was driving down U.S. 41. Some idiot crossed the line. I had to swerve to miss him. Knocked down a deer crossing sign. Took out some woman's mailbox. Wound up hitting a pothole. And the last thing I remember, I was chewing on a telephone pole. But I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. My mama would have been proud of me, 'cause I had on a pair. I had on clean underwear when they took me to intensive care. Yeah, the doctor and nurse said, look at there, he's got clean underwear. I was in there for about a month. I got off the critical list. Scared me up a date with a physical therapist. Took her out for dinner and drinks and got her back to my bed. She said she liked the lights on, and boy, I was glad. I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. My mama would have been proud of me, 'cause I had on a pair. I had on clean underwear when they took me to intensive care. Yeah, the good-looking nurse said, damn, look at there, he's got clean underwear. Clean. Big ending. Clean. Clean Hanes. DVDs and Fruit of the Loom. I got to work on my blues ending.
That's all right.
Bravo, bravo.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I believe we have the Ace Cosby joke of the day coming up momentarily. Josh Arnold is over there in the sidekick chair.
Hi.
Christy Lee, of course, at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. This is Tom speaking. Mr. Pat Godwin.
Hello.
I just brought his friend Willie Concarney in a few minutes ago. I'm sure we'll have to hear that again. A lovely new song. And then we have added, to drill deep, we have Jess Hooker, our correspondent. But also in the studio, normally he's behind the scenes, he is comedian Jeff Oskey, known for his very heavy beard, which you have taken off, and all you have now is a gigantic, bushy mustache.
Yeah.
Very Village People 1978 or 9.
Thank you.
But you can still see your beard.
Yes, you shaved yesterday, and it's already half back.
I do need to do another shave.
Yeah.
So now I know that you have a girlfriend.
I do.
You guys live together. Yes. She's very nice. I've met her. Very nice. What, is this her
idea? Wait a minute. They live together, and they're
not married?
Are you
guys doing it? We are doing it a lot. Last week, the kids were at camp, Pat, every day, twice a day.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Well, the kids exactly. are back. Zero times.
I was not going that direction, but thank you for the distraction. Has she seen this?
And she did.
Was this her idea?
It was absolutely not, and a string of profanities came out of her mouth.
Really?
I
can
understand that.
I believe that.
I think you've had a beard pretty much since I've known you.
Yeah. And I'll have one again in 3 days, so
it's
not that big of a deal.
That is a very bushy 70s porn era mustache.
Yeah, it's great. Which is perfect. I'm in a, I shaved it for a role I'm in this week called Behind the Green Door.
Oh, all right.
Remake I'm doing.
You and Dave Dyer?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's an all-gay version.
You look like the Lorax. I was trying to figure out which character, and I'm going to go with the Lorax.
That is awesome.
Yeah. What a great call.
Yeah. Yeah. He or Ned Flanders. Like I don't know.
Or Schneider from One Day at a Time.
Or from the Mario Brothers. Ooh, that guy.
I like Schneider. He's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
That is bushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lorax.
You're dead on. We'll get a picture of you next to the Lorax, et cetera, et cetera. So people I know it's quite visual. But
something about the trees, right?
I was somewhat stunned.
Speaks for the trees.
Now, you are, of course, a great stand-up comedian. Many people are aware of that. But speaking of comedy...
He's Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
You know, all this talk about Dillinger got me thinking. So this weekend, I visited our local graveyard.
Yeah.
Oh. I discovered one of my favorite singers, Jerry Rafferty from Seelitz Wheel. He's buried here.
Is that right?
So is Heath Ledger.
Oh, boy.
Oh. You have to think about it.
And Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
He's got a clown to the left of him and a joker to the right.
Yeah, he sure does.
Oh. Oh, Ace.
I was totally.
Come on.
I could not have been more lost.
Yeah, I know. I was.
Thanks for the assist.
Did you write that?
No.
Okay. No. He said no. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the song.
I think I got it. Right. Steelers Wheel, yes.
Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle of you.
You sure this isn't Steve Miller?
Nope.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's Steelers Wheel.
Okay. Great song. But wow, I didn't get that one.
Well, he didn't quite finish it, and we were all waiting. So I think it.
Oh, there was more?
Well, he got Heath Ledger out, and then we were.
And then Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
I could have gone with Bozo.
Heath Ledger, there was a big pause after Heath Ledger.
Right. So we thought it was done, and that didn't make sense. And
because he assumed that we would.
Well, I had already got it. As soon as he said Heath Ledger, I had got it.
You had got it, really?
Yes.
And did not respond.
Yeah, if I believe you, hear me go, oh.
I was on board. I got it early.
Okay. So a negative response is still a response.
I like this segment better where we critique the joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're calling it a joke.
Okay, well, but
next time I'll go with Bozo.
We'll start there.
I think we should give him another shot. Do you got another joke?
Sure. Okay, he's got bunches of jokes.
Rewind the tape. Here we go.
He's Cosby.
Like it never happened. A joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
What do you call the game where Germans throw bread back and forth at each other?
Oh, jeez. Germans. What? Germans throw bread back at each other.
At each other. Back and forth.
It's Glutentag.
Glutentag.
Glutentag. Oh.
Or maybe it should be gluten tag. Like you chase them and you touch them with the bread.
I don't even know what the hell that would mean either.
Yeah, that would be gluten tag. That would be funnier.
Third time's a charm, Ace.
Hang on a second.
The joke autopsy.
Joke autopsy.
There we go. Okay.
From Quincy.
Let's try again.
What?
Again?
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Little Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, sure.
Played baseball.
Yeah?
He was the bat boy.
Okay. All right. I mean, they're getting worse. It's,
well, at least we understood that one.
Yeah.
It'd be ironic if little Bruce Wayne was involved in baseball and he was the bat boy, see. Because he would, of course, become eventually the Batman.
Wait a minute. This is from the fabulous David Hamburger on Twitter.
Yes.
He started a casual list of things that Tom hates.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
T-shirts.
Right.
Roman numerals.
Yep.
Capri Sun.
Yep.
Surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Laptops.
Yep.
Sweatpants.
Check.
Sports. Yep. Ice cream.
Yeah.
No, I love ice cream.
Okay. Sports trophies that are plates.
Yes, I prefer the cup. America's cup.
Flavored iced tea.
Oh, God. That should be illegal.
Lizards.
Hate them.
Drive-thrus?
Hate them.
And now, today, sweaters.
Oh, I haven't worn a sweater in...
Hate sweaters.
I don't know. 50,
didn't your dad wear a sweater?
Years.
Was he casual?
My dad would occasionally
Sunday afternoon?
Wear a sweater.
Yeah.
I don't own one. I haven't worn one since maybe junior high school.
Not a zip-up, a button, a pullover, nothing.
Hate them. Don't like them.
Find them itchy, constricting.
Just don't like them. And no pockets.
Oh, they're cardigans with pockets. Are you crazy?
Too comfortable?
Not
they have
at
two
all.
Pockets
they're
on
not
either
at all
side.
Comfortable.
Too
sweaters.
Keep you warm.
Hey, Josh.
Like a hug?
Sweaters aren't comfortable.
Man, I don't know that they are.
They're like a hug.
I'm kind of on board with this.
Are you kidding me?
I love sweaters.
They're like a blanket with buttons.
Anti-sweater. Yeah. I'm with Tom.
Yeah, I don't like them.
You guys are just sucking up.
They're not that comfortable.
Dude, my grandmother used to knit us sweaters every year for Christmas out of the wooliest wool that wool can make. And they
well,
you
those
get
were
up to
itchy.
About 220 degrees in that
well,
and pass out in the middle of Christmas
wool's
church.
Come a long way.
Not what? A fan.
Yeah, merino
that's
wool.
That's the slogan.
Am I right, chick? A nice merino wool.
Well, I love marinas because they have sailboats there.
Marine, M-E-R-I-N.
Well, then I'm out.
Merino wool.
No boats, I'm not in. Jess, you weren't here when Willie Concarney stopped by.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
he has
it.
A brand new...
Way to play along.
Apparently due to some skyrocketing avocado prices, some... restaurants are using a calabacitas, which is a Mexican squash, to make their guacamole. So it's like phony guacamole.
If there's a shortage of avocados in this country, there's going to be a march on Washington like you've never seen in your life.
A lot of white women in yoga pants.
Oh, my God. No avocado toast. Marjorie, let's go.
That would be serious. I'm a big fan. I got to tell you, I love the guac.
Really? Oh, yes. I love avocado.
Love the guac. But apparently,
had it last night.
You said prices are up, what, 72% this year?
Okay. Avocado toast should not exist.
Why?
It's an abomination.
Avocado toast with an
it's like a Dr. Moreau.
Easy egg on top?
Two put bacon on top.
Yeah, Christy,
of
you nailed it.
Fine.
It's just wonderful.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Actually, I use guacamole instead of avocado.
Well, then have guacamole
kick.
And chips
for
breakfast.
What do you put on your toast? Bitters?
Oh, well, look who just walked in. It's Willie Concarney.
Oh,
I saw you taking a siesta in the green room.
I was very tired, Josh.
Willie, we have a delicious lasagna in the studio today. Jess Hooker is an excellent cook, and she brought in, thank you so much, she brought in some delicious lasagna.
Yeah,
but
she did.
There's no guacamole on it. But,
did she bring in lasagna?
Oh!
Jesse, bring in lasagna. It's quite delicious. Yeah. Thank you, Jess Hooker.
Thanks for going to the trouble to rhyme. Now, Willie, I know English is your second or third language.
It's fourth at this point.
Okay, now, so we have a tribute to fake
Romanian.
Fake guacamole, phony guacamole.
Yeah. Phony guacamole. It tastes like squash ravioli.
Is anyone else bothered that Tom just gave away the punchline of the song as he's introducing him? Do you have a song about... phony guacamole. Phony guacamole.
That is not the punchline.
That's just, it's exactly what you did.
It's, the guacamole is made of squash.
Well, we have to start again.
Yes. Start again, Willie.
I'm very disturbed, but I will start again.
You have a song about phony guacamole?
I know, he ruined the punchline.
No, that's not the punchline.
Phony guacamole.
It's the first line.
Wait a minute, how do you know?
I'm so tired.
Because I wrote the punchline.
I wrote the punchline. Okay, yeah, I tell you what.
He is the
oats. You shoot off the leg when the punchline comes.
Tom is the oats to my hall.
Yeah. Oh, very nice, Willie. That's very nice.
Phony guacamole.
What?
You heard me. It tastes like squash ravioli.
Is that the punchline?
Oh. Whoopi Goldberg's ravioli.
Thank you.
That was phony guacamole. I'm done. I got these scissors.
Whoopi Goldberg's ravioli.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know, but it's funny.
It tastes horrible. Have you tasted Whoopi Goldberg's?
Can you imagine chomping down on that thing?
No, they might taste like caramel. You don't know.
I to say.
Caramel. Sea salt caramel.
They might taste like pizza. I don't know.
They might be delicious.
Well, he's probably
that might be her secret.
Next time we talk to Ted Danson.
A hellacious bedmate.
Or Frank Langella.
Yeah.
Or
whatever.
Oh, in the Museum of Terrible Decisions. Ted Danson.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now, Ted, it's Halloween. Go get the shoe polish.
Now, there's a bit. The museum.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. I did it. So we're going to dig deep into fair food.
Fair food.
Looking
what about pork chop? Any meat on a stick? No?
No, not really. No.
Pork chop isn't a weird.
That's a good. That's great. That's a good treat.
Oh, a hot beef sundae.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds
What's
like a
hot beef sundae?
That sounds like a terrible sex move. Yeah.
It does sound like a sex move, but it's actually just a savory food that looks like an ice cream sundae.
Oh, so I love this.
Yeah, you have mashed potatoes and roast beef.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Cheese, gravy, and
then
like
a tomato
on top. Yep.
That sounds
yummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I don't get.
And then I gave her the hot beef sundae.
Yeah. That's at the New York State Fair.
You go to the Disney World and people are walking by with this huge turkey leg.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like it's medieval.
Yeah. What, really? It seems kind of greasy in your hands.
They are delicious.
I've never had one.
Well, I'm going to go see if I can find a bench by Tomorrowland to eat my turkey leg.
I don't even eat turkey legs at Thanksgiving. I don't think I would eat one at Disney World.
Oh, you have to eat one at Thanksgiving. You have to hold it up and go, wench, more grog.
No.
And that never works, does it?
Yeah, it gets, doesn't get the laughs you think it would get.
How does that work at your house?
That's very funny.
It's like grass-fed.
It's a grass-fed turkey.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, you can get Thanksgiving egg rolls.
What? Tell me about these.
At the North Carolina State Fair, yes. Yeah, they all the stuff. Like, imagine everything you would have in
turkey
your leftover.
Turkey dressing, cranberry sauce, that stuff?
I think that the cranberry sauce is on the side you can dip.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that sounds
like,
great.
That sounds really good. Sauce.
You know, like a compote of some sort?
Yeah.
Oh. Some sort of
sounds good.
Some sort of cranberry reduction.
Perhaps a chutney.
Clarification of cranberry.
They have deep fried everything.
Yes.
And jelly beans is the new one, huh?
Yeah, jelly beans, deep fried jelly beans. Massachusetts doesn't have a state fair, but they do have a fair type event. And where you can get the deep fried jelly beans. Yeah.
Why don't they have a state fair in Massachusetts?
I don't know.
Fall on May Day and they don't want to conflict with their commie.
Right.
because of the Kennedys, isn't it? You don't like Massachusetts.
Less strange, but sounds really good, is bacon-wrapped cinnamon buns at the Nebraska State Fair.
Oh, my God.
Bacon-wrapped cinnamon buns.
Mm-hmm. That does sound
sweet
good.
And savory? My God.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't either. No? I wouldn't do that.
Goodman's up.
Wait a minute.
Goodman doesn't want any.
I'm skeptic.
What?
Bacon-wrapped cinnamon buns?
That sounds too weird to me.
I remember being violently opposed to cheeseburgers with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Me too.
Until we tried one.
And then we tried it, and not only did we love that, we loved the chocolate glazed Krispy Kreme donuts as the buns.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Those were good.
It's still amazing. Yeah.
So the bacon is wrapped around a...
Well, yeah, when you make cinnamon rolls, you roll out the dough and you cut it and you spin it like you do. Well, you put the bacon in there and then there's...
So it's rolled into the cinnamon roll.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've told you guys just the other day, my father loved peanut butter and bacon sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And before you knock it, try it.
You know, Elvis.
I would try that.
No, that's the peanut butter and banana, you jackass.
Just cook a trick.
Jess, you're a cook. Have you ever cooked for Jackass Man over here?
A couple times.
Is he this dismissive of everything that isn't his idea?
No, not usually.
She toasted the bread.
No, but it's like a toddler's palate. There's a few things, and you know what to cook, and...
You know what? Yeah. Well, you know what? Why?
That could be your new show.
Why limit my toddler attitude to palate? I say it's just a general toddler atmosphere.
Toddler's palate. That should be the Chick McGee cooking.
Learn how to eat and the toddler's palate.
Yes, maybe we'll have special segments every now and again.
At the end of every episode, now that you've been watching Josh Reynolds, learn how to eat. It's time for the toddler's
tonight
palate.
Tonight on Toddler's Palate is butter. Scotch pudding, an entree. You darn right it is.
I have a confession. Over the weekend, I took part in the fattest upsell I think I've ever.
Uh-oh.
I was buying myself a cookie dough concrete. And I don't know if I just gave off a certain vibe or a look that I might say yes to this.
Yeah.
But she goes, great, a large cookie dough concrete. Would you like fudge and caramel in that? I said, what? Yes!
What?
Why have I never thought of this before?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.